Hello and you're very welcome to episode 15 of Ours to Protect with me, John Morley. This week on the programme, we're looking at a free e-waste collection day, which is being held in the University of Galway in association with We Ireland. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can on irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. That's our email address. You can always ring reception as well on 091 770 077. You can text and WhatsApp us on 086 38 33 55 3. We advise you to go on to irishprotect.ie where you can find more information about this initiative. You can take a quick survey and you can also have a look at the carbon footprint calculator. All that plus lots more coming up on this week's episode of Irish to Protect. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Lorraine Rush, the Environmental Health and Safety Manager at University of Galway, because Galway householders are being urged to bring their batteries, electrical and electronic waste to a free collection day to help the county meet national e-waste recycling targets for 2023. And Lorraine Rush joins me in studio. Lorraine, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Talk to me about this e-waste recycling collection day that's happening in partnership with We Ireland next week.
Yes, John. The University of Galway is very proactive in their approach to environmental sustainability, and we're proud to be partnering with We Ireland over the last number of years and hosting this event. So recycling electronic waste is incredibly beneficial for both the environment and the economy. And by working together with We Ireland and the people of Galway, we are diverting waste from landfill, recovering raw materials for reuse, and ensuring hazardous materials are disposed of appropriately. This is a free event. It gives householders around Galway City and County an opportunity to dispose of their electrical waste safely and responsibly. I suppose we all have broken our old electrical items lying around the house or thrown out in our garages. So this is a chance to get rid of any household items that may have a plug, battery or a cable. So for example, old TVs, wash machines, toasters, kettles, batteries, even watches, all of them are welcome on the day. So I'm urging your listeners to do a clear out over the next few days, and I'm inviting them to come into the university where we'll be delighted to take their electrical waste off their hands.
Important they do that as well, because otherwise this e-waste will be going into landfills and into the ecosystem. It's very toxic.
I believe we're all very conscious of climate change at the moment, and we're definitely thinking more about what it is we can do as we go about our daily lives to reduce our own impact on the environment. For example, in 2022, the equivalent of 220,000 tonnes of carbon emissions were avoided by recycling electronic waste through the We Ireland scheme as opposed to landfill. So this is the equivalent to the annual carbon consumption of 4,500 hectares of trees. So it's clear that we are taking action and being more responsible when it comes to recycling and reducing the amount of waste that we create in the first place. So, 82% of all the materials that we collect is recovered for use again in manufacturing through both indigenous operators and specialist processors in Europe. Most end-of-life products contain metal and materials in higher concentrations than primary resources. So these stocks of resources are the urban mines of the future. So our recycling efforts today can have a significant impact on the environment, and we want this to continue.
Talk to me about the event that's happening this day week.
So we are asking people to come into the campus with their electrical waste that they have gathered. They can access the campus via the Newcastle Road entrance beside the Kingfisher, and it'll be clearly signposted how to get to the Orbison car park. So the event is starting at 10 a.m. in the morning. It ends at 4 p.m. And once you enter the campus, it'll be clearly signposted where to go. So you will arrive into the Orbison car park. You don't even have to get out of your car. There'll be guys there who'll unload your items, and it'll be a very quick and easy drop off. There's a traffic management system in place, so access and egress will be seamless on the day.
Now, this is an annual event that you hold with We Ireland, and I presume it'll be continuing into the future as well.
Yes, absolutely. We've been holding this event for the last number of years. with We Ireland, and the people of Galway have been great supporters of this event. For example, last year alone, the people in Galway have contributed greatly to electrical recycling, with 2,700 tonnes of electrical waste collected in County Galway last year. So we want to encourage that trend to continue, and by working in partnership with We Ireland, we are doing that and providing this facility to the public.
All right, Lorraine Rush, the Environmental Health and Safety Manager at University of Galway, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you.
And that is it from this week's episode of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming. Until then, have a very good weekend.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.